Ahoy, ahoy, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Diz Unlimited's Universal Show. I am Craig Williams. I'm joined by Rhino.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about two of Universal's newest hotels, Universal Stella Nova Resort, as well as Universal Terra Luna Resort. Both of those hotels open up in 2025. Universal just did a brand new push to get people excited about these hotels, and we'll see if we're excited about these two new budget-friendly hotels that will be close to the action at Epic Universe. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind you this is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Costs you no extra money. You get the support of one of the great Dreams Unlimited Travel agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free no-obligation quote. And this is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive content from the Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, please take a moment to hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the bell so you get notified when we release new videos. But Rhino, Stella Nova, Terra Nova, these sound like they're space related.
They sure do.
And that's because they are, of course. Yeah. The blinding and space related. And I'm talking about blinding because the outside of these two hotels have these reflective panels that if you drive past them at the right time of day, it will quite literally blind you. I've made that mistake a couple times where I look at them too directly and I'm like, this is,
it's like an eclipse
mistake.
Can't stare directly at it.
One of the first people to make like one of the goof videos where I'm like, I've gone blind. What did you do? I looked at the hotels. I thought I was safe to look at the hotels. I'm not actually going to do that, though. But anyways, with these two new budget-friendly hotels coming to the Epic Universe area, Universal is really increasing the amount of rooms that they're going to have on property overall. Each one of these hotels is coming with 750 rooms. And Ryan, if you can do math, you know what that makes?
That makes 750 rooms.
At each hotel?
Times two.
Yeah. That's 1,500.
Sure is. Yeah.
15, as Universal would say, a total of 1,500 luminous, ultra-modern, and surreal guest rooms. Now, what do you think makes it surreal?
The fact that you're there and you can't believe it's finally happened.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, surreal.
Yeah. Okay.
This is so surreal to be here.
I thought it was going to have like Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops.
Cereal.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Now, the greatest part of these two resorts, apologies for my bad jokes, they're not going to stop here. I have at least one more planned out here. These two hotels are going to be starting at $147 per night plus tax based on a stay of four nights or more. So the longer you stay, the more you save. And that, of course, is the same deal at, Surfside Inn and Dockside Inn, the Endless Summer Resorts. Those are even more of a value than these two hotels are. But you know what? These are going to be very close to Epic Universe. So I feel like they're going to be very popular. They deserve to be a little bit more on the expensive side because of that. But very, very exciting. And Ryan, which of the two are you most excited for? Stella Nova or Terra Luna? Terra Luna, Stella Nova. Backwards.
Yeah, one's the moon, one's the sun, right?
I can't be bothered.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Terra one, I think. I don't quite like the sun. I know it provides life and energy and warmth, but I'm a nighttime person. I'm a lunar person.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about these hotels and maybe I'll decide a little bit more. It's press release time. So hopefully these aren't as over the top as past press releases either.
Put on your press release pants.
No, I think those have a pleat in them as well, too.
They sure do.
Press release pants have pleats. Say that four times fast. Universal Stella Nova Resort is a place where guests will take off for amazing adventures at the theme parks and touch down for relaxation and recharging in between the fun. Designed to reflect the infinite vastness of the universe, where galaxies spiral ever outward and unknown worlds revolve around unnamed stars, this hotel is highlighted in serene teals and calming purples to instantly put guests at ease. And I am a fan of teals, not as much purples, but definitely okay with teals, so I might be okay with this one. How do you feel about teals?
Teal, I couldn't think of a joke.
Okay.
I can't tell you,
so don't understand that one, but I already sold you on Stella Nova. Let me now sell you on Terra Luna. Universal Terra Luna Resort represents another world within Universal Orlando, inviting guests to explore the unknown and step onto planets that have yet to be discovered. Here, guests will find themselves in the midst of an extraordinary landing zone within an awe-inspiring solar system, accented with fresh surroundings in terrestrial greens and golds. I am going to go out on a limb here and say, while I love the entire idea and theme behind it, based on the video that Universal released, as well as, you know, photos have been showing off the interior now for a little while, these look like Universal's other budget-friendly hotels. Yeah. I hate that I keep using budget-friendly, but I also don't like calling them value and prime value. Those are what the categories are, but I want to make sure I really drive the point home that these are, you know, no, there is no such thing as any value resort, I feel like, anymore in Orlando, because even like these
expensive place to stay.
Well, it's like value. I think of a hotel that's kind of, you know, not necessarily nice, a little bit run down, feels old. That doesn't describe Universal's value hotels. They are beautiful on the inside. You know, they have, I would say, light theming and inside their hotels, and the price point is at a value price point, but I don't think the experience you get is a value experience. That's why I prefer just saying budget friendly, because you still get that beautiful experience that you do at Universal Hotels, just at a better budget with your hard-earned money that's being thrown out for these resorts. I should have mentioned it more off the top, but Stella Nova is going to be the first of these two resorts to open up on January 21st, 2025, with Terra Luna following February 25th, 2025. And both of these hotels are available to book right now. So
I watched the video while we're talking, and I'm going to tell you right now, more excited for the Stella.
Okay. Yeah. You changed your opinion already.
Yeah, I like the spacey. The other one's a little earthier, and that's why I realized. And I'm like, I like the space one.
Yeah. Well, the Terra Luna does have fresh surroundings and terrestrial greens and golds. I mean, Terra Luna makes more. Terra is Earth.
Yeah.
So, Earth, Luna. There you go. So, those hotels, you want to book them now, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Let's talk about the food and beverage outlets that will be at these hotels. The Stella Nova Resort and Terra Luna Resort offer a variety of unique dining options for guests looking to have a meal or grab a quick snack in between visits to the parks, including Cosmos Cafe and Market at Stella Nova Resort and Omega Cafe and Market at Terra Luna Resort. These are quick service restaurants that feature made to order American classics for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus a selection of grab and go items. Cosmos, do you think that's named after Cosmos Kramer?
It very well could be.
It probably is. Yeah. Definitely not space oriented in that way. Universal value hotels always do have a decent sized quick service area. I'm not usually blown away by them, so I'm not going to sit here and tout about it, because I feel like every time we get our hopes up for a new quick service restaurant at one of the value hotels, prime value hotels, we're always like, It's not as good as it is on paper.
What's the one where we ordered the pizza?
That was Surfside. I think Surfside was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we ordered pizza somewhere else, too.
I think that's why I'm like, I don't think it was Surfside. I think it was before that. But
might have been Dockside as well.
No, it wasn't one of those two. It was whatever opened before that, I think. But I'm not sure. I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, I get excited. I'm. I mean, I'm assuming it's all going to be modeled after Surfside and Dockside.
Yeah.
But I definitely would take the space ones over those. Yeah. Not because I don't like those. I like spacey stuff as opposed to like, I'm not a, growing up in by the water in Massachusetts, I kind of get exhausted by nautical related things.
Yeah, and nautical nonsense is not for you. Yeah, it's not something you wish. You're more of a, you're a space traveler versus a beach goer.
A space ace more than a nautical knot.
Okie dokie. There will also have a Galaxy Bar and Galaxy Grill at Stella Nova Resort and Moonrise Bar and Moonrise Grill at Terra Luna Resort, which there we go. We got the moon now. Mm-hmm. So we got the Earth. We got the moon, from the Earth to the moon, to the sun, to the galaxy.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
The age of Aquarius.
Age of epic universe.
Let me tell you what they're going to have at these spots. Do you enjoy burgers?
I sure do.
They'll have them. Do you enjoy quesadillas?
I sure do.
They'll have them.
Perfect.
Salads?
Yeah.
They'll have them. These are walk-up service pool bars and grills. And guess what? You're not going to believe this one.
They're in the pool?
Guests 21 and older can purchase cocktails, beer, and wine with a valid photo ID.
I hope they do some fun cocktails for it. Maybe little spacey cocktails. I know it'll probably have a lot of luster dust, a lot of sugar, a lot of syrups, but...
I think you're right on the last two. I don't think you're necessarily right on the first one, but luster I would be pleasantly surprised. I think they're going to be kind of standard cocktails that you would experience at most pool bars and grills, you know, frozen drinks, and they just have fun names.
Mm. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see there. And then finally, where we might find some fun drinks, Nova Bar at Stella Nova Resort and Luna Bar at Terra Luna Resort. These are the hotel lobby bars that will offer specialty cocktails curated with unique ingredients along with the classics.
If they don't get the Space Dust IPA.
From Seattle. I can't think of the brewery's name, but it doesn't matter. You've already said Space Dust.
Yeah.
Now we're just wasting time with me trying to.
I can even see the label. It's the
Elysian. Boom.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
I was like,
I wasn't going to let it go, actually. I love a good lobby bar. I just hope that they're open regularly. Like, not just, I hate the lobby bars that are like 4 o'clock to then 10 o'clock. Like,
yeah.
6 hours. That's not enough time, especially when you're having fun at the parks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like it when it's like open for a post theme park visit, you know, or if you're staying around all day, you know, it's still like, you know, you don't have to open at like 10 a.m., but
yeah,
give me something before.
I want like it.
When I come to check in, I want to hang out there before the room's ready.
It needs to be open at least till midnight.
Yes.
That's a good time for me to shut things down. I don't need any later than that. So that is your bar and food options. Do you think there's going to be other amenities there, Rhino?
I don't know. Probably not. Sounds like too many already.
No, they have to throw in amenities because that's what Universal is all about, making the guests feel like they are important and they get everything they want, they need. They're amenitized. Stella Nova Resort and Terra Luna Resort are so much more than places to sleep. Each hotel offers a variety of incredible amenities for guests to kick back and enjoy dedicated resort days just as much as theme park days. However, I think also a lot of people would be like, no, it's just a hotel to sleep. it's a 50-50 battle.
Yeah, what is it? A pool?
Well, do you want me to start the list now?
Yeah.
Number one, a resort style pool.
Cool.
Each hotel will have a resort style pool. They feature a nearly 10,000 square foot pool with a relaxing hot tub, comfortable lounge, and tabletop seating in the pool area, a fire pit, and more. Plus, the whole family can enjoy the resort's recreational activities like poolside movies and outdoor games. Now, do you understand the scale of a 10,000 square foot pool?
Yeah, it's like 4 houses.
Well, to put it into perspective,
5 houses.
If you can't really figure it out. So think about a 1 square foot area.
And then multiply,
it by 10,000.
10,000 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
that's like 10,000 of that 1 square foot area.
It's 5 big houses.
You know, I think that's subjective. What some people would consider a large house, other people would say, nope, that's a small house. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say it's the size of a house, you need to compare it to a house that everyone knows the size of, like a white
four-bedroom house. The White House? I have no idea how many rooms are in the White House.
If it's a four-bedroom house, what if it's a two-story house versus a one-story house? The one-story house is going to have a larger footprint on that bottom floor.
Not in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely it can. It absolutely can.
I don't think so.
I once knew a person that had a massive living room. It was like 1,800 square feet.
Then their house must have been like 3,000 square feet.
Yep, they talked about it all the time. They'll have fitness centers. Guests can take advantage of complimentary state-of-the-art fitness centers featuring a variety of strength and cardio equipment and locker rooms with showers available for use on arrival and departure days. I know Rhino is definitely going to take advantage of those locker rooms. I wish every gym...
Starship Troopers?
That's what I was thinking of. Space, Starship Troopers, locker rooms.
I mean,
a lot of full frontal.
Right there.
I think all fitness centers at Universal, even like the ones at these new hotels, the other hotels, why didn't they convert them all to the Jack LaLanne ones?
I do like the Jack LaLanne.
I feel like I want to walk in every gym and see a statue of Jack LaLanne and feel like that's my life goal.
Well, they should have done this one with an astronaut. Jack LaLanne in a spacesuit.
As an astronaut. Yeah,
but a 1960s astronaut, so it has to have like bubble helmet, Michelin man type suit.
And so he would have been a surfer at Surfside, and at Dockside he would have been wearing like boat shoes.
Yeah.
Like Dockers.
And like a Gilligan hat.
Yeah.
Like a bucket hat.
So then Aventura, he would have been wearing
nothing.
Like
he would have been
a
classy
suit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think that's it. Then what else? What other hotels do we have? Royal Pacific, he would just a Hawaiian shirt, I feel like. Hard Rock Hotel, maybe a guitar.
Sapphire Falls, I don't know though.
Sapphire Falls, also a Hawaiian shirt, kind of. Dotson, we got Dotson there. Portofino, feel like another like a white linen shirt. And Dockers.
What are the shoes that Chandler loses his toe because he was wearing wicker shoes?
Wicker shoes.
Yeah, wicker shoes.
That's good. So we came up with that. Now we just have to pitch it to our friends at Universal Creative, and maybe we'll get
an idea for new
off the ground one day. Hey, have you ever thought to yourself while you're at a hotel, I wish there was a game room here?
Yeah.
Well, these ones have them. Guests of all ages can enjoy a variety of standard arcade and video games in the hotel's dedicated game rooms.
Perfect.
Yeah, YouTubers hang out there. That's what I heard. That's an inside joke that will never be an outside joke.
Yeah. It happened inside.
It did. Ryan, have you ever been like, I wish this hotel had recreational rooms?
I don't even know what those are.
Well, those are approximately 1,000 square feet of multi-purpose space for
like
small gatherings.
Oh, like a birthday party.
I mean, I guess you could ask them to throw a birthday party there, maybe like...
What is it, a dance studio, a yoga room?
It's for multi-purpose gatherings.
I guess maybe all those things are
business
purposes.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Bat mitzvahs.
Yeah.
All the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. I think that's the only thing you... Maybe one day you just get bored and you're like, you know what I want to do? Spend money on
big
having
room.
A catered lunch.
Yeah.
In a big, big room. Why not?
Yeah.
You can do it there. Now, do you want to know what the size and scale of a 1,000 square foot room is?
I think I already know because my apartment is 1,000 square feet. So,
well, picture
1 foot.
Picture 1 square foot
times a thousand.
Times it by 1,000.
Perfect.
And that's that. So if you're really wanting to put that into perspective, I believe the downstairs part of my house, that's the only part I'll let you in. That's like about 800 square feet, 700 square feet. So. You know, that's actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that's not very large.
No.
This is definitely for small gatherings.
Yeah.
And then finally, Universal Orlando Resort stores, because you have to have a chance to be able to purchase everything from sundries and necessities to Universal Orlando merchandise to commemorate vacations. And obviously, there's going to be theme merchandise with these hotels, just like there is at every single Universal hotel.
Perfect.
And I'm excited to see it. Could be space
spacey
related
stuff. I'm into it.
Could
not
be.
Kevin Spacey, just regular space. Yeah.
I don't know how to come back from that.
I don't know. Sorry.
How did he recover from it?
I don't think, I would argue he hasn't.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. All right, what next?
That's it. So that's why it was kind of awkward that you left it in such a bad spot.
I don't know. You made a Cosmo Kramer joke earlier too, and I felt weird about it.
Just Cosmo. I didn't reference the actor.
Michael.
I referenced the role. Don't reference the actor.
Being a regular Michael.
No, let's it's a special type of we're Richard. Gonna just back off here. Of course, when you're staying at Stella Nova Resort or Terra Luna Resort in the future, or any other hotel, you can take advantage of early park admission to Volcano Bay and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios Florida or Islands of Adventure up to 1 hour before the park opens, complimentary shuttle transportation to the theme parks and City Walk, charging privileges, complimentary merchandise delivery, and more. And again, these hotels are going to be over by Epic Universe, so it will be a short ride away to the main campus of Universal Orlando Resort. So for those first months, you know, it would be great if it was days, hours before Epic Universe opens, but let's just say months for the sake of it. If you book these hotels when they open, again, Stella Nova will be opening on January 21st, 2025, with Terra Luna opening on February 25th, 2025. You book these hotels, you know, you can just hang out there. You can listen to the sounds of construction or whatever else is happening there. But you will have to have, you know, you'll have to have that little bit of a ride over to the current theme
park. Hopefully that road is done over there at that point, because right now it's just dirt.
Yeah, it'll, I mean, it's still... There's still ways to get there that will be quick, easy, and efficient. So that's not a problem, but just keep that in mind. Once Epic Universe opens, it'll be a great hub to stay at. And I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from booking them. Absolutely.
No, I want
to
go.
And you know what? It's really, I think it's going to help out Universal a lot right now, because their hotels run very busy all the time. They sometimes can be very hard to book. So adding 1,500 extra rooms before we even get to the third hotel over at Epic Universe opening, that's a lot of rooms. That's a lot of people that it can now, you know, Universal can now absorb even more. So very happy and excited about it. I cannot wait for these to come online in 2025. Just means that we're another step closer to Epic Universe.
I mean, it's something to consider even if you're going to Disney, because where those hotels are located, it's like just a step from an I-4 ramp. So it's like you're really not that far. So it's one of those where I'm like, you know, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
It's just one of those, and, like, it's cheaper than any of their hotels, maybe. Maybe it could be. I don't know.
I mean, to be quite honest, yes.
Unless you're like what the average has been lately.
Yeah, unless you're like a DVC person who, you know, you're obviously your hotels, when you really average it out, come out to be less over the course of time, but require a multi-year contract, blah, blah, blah. We're not here for that. What we are here for, though, is saying, like, really wanting to drive the point home that Universal's value resorts, prime value resorts, they are still very, very nice resorts. And these two, like, all we have are the concept arts to go with right now. And, like, all joking aside about them, I do think that the concept arts look, artwork that's been released looks really intriguing.
Yeah, I like the lobby.
I think,
really cool.
Yeah, if it's as good as it looks on paper, I think it's going to look really sleek, extremely classy. It's not overstating the space theme. Like, you're not walking into the Galactic Star Cruiser where you feel like you're actually on a spaceship. And it's just, it's keeping that theme across while also realizing that this is a functioning hotel, and that is its purpose first and foremost. And I think it's going to look beautiful. I mean, a Surfside and Dockside, I feel like they've still held up, they've held up that level of standard since they've opened. They still are very clean inside. They haven't looked at all run down. Same thing goes with Aventura and Cabana Bay. You know, again, well, Cabana Bay just celebrated 10 years. So it's, I think if you made an argument for one hotel needing a little bit of a little extra care here and there, it would be Cabana Bay. But these hotels, you know, they hold up over the years. And I mean, obviously, if you're staying in the tower at Cabana Bay that overlooks Volcano Bay, that's a complete different subject, because that's still, you know, that still feels so new. But these hotels are going to be great for years, and I can't wait to get inside them one day.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, and if it's a better budget or better price than what it is down the road at Disney, consider it. I mean, it's, if you have an annual pass over at Walt Disney World, you already get your parking paid for, so just have that car, drive over, get in, get out, go back to Universal, and hopefully those food courts are decent.
If not, you are located with some good restaurants around you in that spot of Orlando, so you're fine.
Yeah, not far away, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's a Dairy Queen.
There's a Sonic.
There's a Sonic. Just don't go there expecting Eclipse glasses. Not that you'll need them.
There's a First Watch right there now, though, which is nice because I like that place. And there's a pho place that's really good, and there's a bunch of other places.
And there's another hot pot.
Yeah.
But and then there's another hot pot place, and then
quite a bit of
another
hot pot places. Yeah.
As we like to refer to it, the hot pot district, because you can't go about 10 yards without finding another hot pot place. But all
it's hot right now.
It's hot pots. They're hot.
They're
in a pot.
Yeah.
They're hot pots. This has been brought to you by the Hot Pot Council. Okay, that's it for us talking about
the Hot Pot Pot.
A Hot Pot Pot. The Hot Pot Pod.
The Hot Pot Pod.
The Hot Pot Pod. Yeah. It probably already exists. We can't come up. You can't come up with anything new these days, but what you can do is you can book a vacation.
Yes, a new resort.
You can't. You can book a vacation for stays at Stella Nova Resort and Terra Luna Resort for 2025. And if you want to do that and support us at the same time, book it through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. If you want more exclusive content from Rhino and myself, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comment section. And if you are listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us ratings and reviews when possible. But that's it for this episode talking about the new hotels coming to the Epic Universe area. All very exciting. Rhino, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone out there,
thank you
for taking the time to listen and watch. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you again real soon on a new episode of Diz Unlimited's Universal Show. Take care. Bye-bye, everyone. Remember, we finally changed the name.